and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We hope that you are ready to go. Here it is Tuesday, the 3rd of September. And we praise God for allowing us to enter into this new season, this new month of the year. We're in the 9th month of the year. And I tell you, we're looking back over what God has already done, but we're looking forward and thanking him for what he will do. So we're encouraged today that God has sustained us and allowed us to make it to this point and this place in this year. And we know that the best is yet to come. Somebody say amen. Many of us have gone through a lot already this year. And some of you are eagerly anticipating and waiting for the close of this year. But you still have a few more months to go. And I would encourage you to put forth your best effort and do what God requires of you to do. And you'll be amazed how God can turn your situation around. Some of us are in need of a turnaround in our lives. And we serve a God who specializes in the turnaround. That's good for somebody today. Well, today is, of course, the 3rd. And we're grateful each Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have this time to just get a little boost to get started for today. And we're certainly grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. The playback number for those who are on the conference call is 605-475-3228, 605-475-3228. Let's prepare for this day. Let's have a word of prayer. And then we're going to jump right in. God, we're extremely grateful for this new mercy that you've extended to us today. You said in your word, morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so we thank you for opening our eyes to see the new mercy that's before us. We're humbled by the fact that you have included us in your plan for this day. And God, we thank you for keeping us all night long and clothing us in our right minds and allowing us to participate and to be a part of what you yet have in store for this day. We thank you, dear Lord, for you are the ultimate sacrifice, and that it's because of you willing to die that we might live, that we have a right to the tree of life. You didn't stay dead, but you got up right early that Easter Sunday morning with all power with your in your hands. And so for this, we give you praise. And so now, God, for each person on the call today, whatever needs are present, whatever situations are pending, we pray for a mighty release today. And we speak against the attack of the enemy on our lives. We speak against anything that's going to try to hinder and prevent us from being who you called us to be. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you in advance. We do decree and declare today that victory shall be ours. So we love you and we honor you and we bless your name. Now, God, we pray for healing, deliverance, and we pray that you do something special in that person's life who has a prayer on the line. Let them know that you've got everything under control. You promised you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even until the end. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you now for being our God. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said amen. Give God a thumbs up if you're on the Facebook Live, on the streaming platform. Just say amen if you're on the conference call. Well, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, well, let me say this. First of all, I hope each of you had a restful day on yesterday, and some of you had an extended weekend. Labor Day, of course, signals the time that it's getting ready to, the seasons are getting ready to change and that we're moving forward. And we hope that you enjoyed yourself. Fall is right around the corner. Summer is coming to a close. Many of you are yet getting ready for what yet lies ahead. But, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't start back school till after Labor Day. And so some people have been in school. I know most of the people around here in the Memphis area for almost a month now. But we praise God for how he blesses us and how he continues to look beyond our faults. Somebody say amen and get right to our needs. And so we hope that you had a restful day on yesterday and had a chance, of course, to spend some time with family or with friends. And even if you are by yourself, you are not by yourself, because God is always with us. But there's a word today found in Hebrews. You're familiar with this scripture. It's the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher," there it is, "of our faith." God is the finisher. He who has begun a good work, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish. How many of you believe that today? I want to encourage you, in spite of what you've gone through the first 8 months of this year, to stay in the race. Don't grow weary. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You can still offer God a sacrifice of praise. You can still present your body as a living sacrifice. And of course, you can continue to run on. I'm going to encourage you to stay in the race. Stay in the race. Paul reminds us in this particular writing, and he encourages us to stay in the race. He reminds us that we can draw our encouragement from those who have run this race before us. And, you know, I've witnessed people time and time again start out running the race, and they think it's a sprint. But we have to understand this race is a marathon, and we have to really take our time. We can't get in a hurry. We can't get in a rush, you know. We can't be so quick off of the in trying to run this race, and so quick in trying to get to the finish line, that we start too fast and then we end up burning ourselves out. So many people have burned themselves out by starting and not pacing themselves. If we're unwise in running the race, you can really grow weary too soon. Yeah, that's what some people are struggling with. They look around, they see others who are maybe a little ahead of them. They see others who are going near to the finish line, and they start out and they become weary because they began to run the race too swift, and they started out too fast, and the pace was too strong for them. And you know, as I thought about that, you know, the devil, he really wants to convince us to drop out of the race. That's his charge. That's his challenge. That's what he's trying to get us to do. He's trying to get us to drop out of the race. And I'm encouraging you, and Paul is too in this text, to finish the race. And so we ought to begin this month. I know we're 3 days in, but we ought to begin declaring that you're not going to drop out of the race, and that dropping out is not an option. I know it's a lot in front of you, but God goes before us, and he's promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said, "I'll be with you always, even until the end." And I just told you a few minutes ago from Philippians 1 and 6, "He who has begun a good work in you, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish." God is the finisher of our faith. I know we get tired along this journey. I know many of us are weary, and we start getting frustrated by things not aligning according to our own timetable. But Paul says he wants to remind us of those who have run the race before us. Just think about those who have gone before us. Think about all of the positive examples. Think about that uncle. Think about that grandmother, that grandfather. Think about your parents. Think about your relative, those who were mentors to you. And think about that great cloud of witnesses. That's what he's expressing here in the text. He said, there's a great cloud of witnesses in the cheering section. They're encouraging us to continue to press toward the mark. They're cheering us toward our destiny. They're cheering us to run on and not to grow weary in well-doing. I want to encourage somebody today to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands and know that God has great things in store for you. For eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have they entered into the heart of men the things that God has in store for those who love him. I know you love him today, and God has great things in store. So with Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, and Paul is, he says that we should lay aside every weight, here it is, and every sin which so easily besets us, which so easily entangles us, which so easily causes us to move at a slower rate. He says we got to lay aside every weight. He says God's not going to do this. This is something you got to do. You got to lay aside every weight, there it is, and every sin which does so easily entangle you, beset you. Many of us, if the truth be told, we're carrying excess baggage, or we're carrying unwanted baggage into our lives and on this journey. And so we got to start unpacking some stuff. Yeah, somebody say we got to unpack some stuff. Yeah, when you get on the plane, they have a restriction for weight restriction. I remember not long ago, Lady Kim and I, we were traveling and we were worried about whether the bag we had was overweight, because they'll charge you extra for overweight. And so we have to make sure that even before we start running, because, you know, when they have this weight class or this weight requirement for these planes, they don't want the plane to be weighed down. I remember seeing a bus one day where it was lopsided. It was weighed down on one side. And Lady Kim and I were saying they probably need to make a shift in that bus in order to balance the weight. And so even when we're traveling on these planes, they have weight restrictions for a reason. They don't want to be weighed down. And, you know, as I've thought about that many times, as we walk this walk with the Lord, as we're in relationship with God, some of us, we are carrying too much baggage. Somebody shout hallelujah. And it's weighing us down. But I want to encourage you today, if you're going to finish this race, if you're going to stay in the race, then lay aside any and everything that might hinder and prevent you from being all that God would have you to be. Sometimes we hold on to stuff because it feels good and it's not good for us. You ought to say amen. So even as you continue to move throughout this month of September, keep your eyes on the prize and focus in on what God is yet doing. Be sustained by his grace and know that his mercy is yet available morning by morning. New mercies we see, and praise God for including you in his plan for today. And offer him a sacrifice of praise. Offer him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Look back in the rearview mirror and see how far God has brought you. You have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you. Sometimes we know that we don't know how to let go of the baggage that can hurt us and hinder us. But God, we pray for a mighty release to happen today. Help us, God, to be released from the bitterness of yesterday. Help us to be released from the assumptions that hold us captive. Now, God, we pray that you will free us from the things that hold us back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. Don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up as you make your way. I believe God is going to signal you to be on alert, to be a blessing to somebody else. For after all, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved by God that we might do some saving. And we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. All right, until next time, you be blessed.